This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region said on Sunday that he was willing to meet a pro-Ukraine group of Russian partisans holding two Russian soldiers captive. As he reported a renewed flare-up of fighting near the border, we get details from Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
Volunteer Corps have claimed they've conducted a number of cross-border raids into Russian territory from Ukraine. Last week, Moscow said to civilians.
In a video posted to the Freedom of Russia's Telegram channel, a man identifying himself as the commander of the Russian Volunteer Corps said his fighters had captured two wounded Russian soldiers. The man offered to exchange them in a meeting with Belgorod's regional governor.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. China tightened access to Tiananmen Square in central Beijing and elsewhere on the anniversary of the 1989 pro-democracy protest. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
In Hong Kong, which had been the last Chinese-controlled territory to hold commemorations, police detained 32 people on Saturday and Sunday. Many of them were brought away around Victoria Park. The large public space used to be the scene of an annual candlelight gathering to remember the hundreds or thousands killed when army tanks and infantry descended on central Beijing on the night of June 3rd and into the morning of June 4th, 1989. Discussion of the events has long been suppressed in China and became increasingly off-limits.